WTAW News Time, 4 minutes after 7. The temperature is 53. Check at the Brazos Valley Weather follows the news. Presented by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube, your full-service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria, 2818 next to Rally Car Wash, and at East William Joe Bryan next to the main post office. I'm Bill Oliver. What was supposed to be a two-hour meeting went 3.5 hours yesterday for the College Station School Board.
Somewhere along the way, we talked about logic versus emotional. I think they're both emotional decisions because they both have, that's why we're sitting here. If one was just logical and one was just emotional, to me, that's a little easier. I think they're both emotional and there's logic. There is logic to both of them, and there's emotion to both of them.
Comments from Carol Barrett before the board voted unanimously to set new high school boundaries and a 5-2 vote to not extend grandfathering to this year's eighth graders. Michael Schaefer wanting to grandfather eighth graders after an experience his family went through in a prior rezoning.
I remember coming back from vacation one summer, and she's crying because she didn't want to go to the school. And I said, "What?" And she said, "Daddy, I never made no friends last year." And what probably makes me feel, if we're going to get emotional, kind of what makes me feel bad is she put up with that a year and sucked it up and went to school every day. And so I think that's the heart I'm having right now.
The new CSISD High School Boundary Maps online at WTAW.com. Another new building's coming to Texas A&M. The A&M System Board of Regents yesterday approving more construction north of Kyle Field, replacing what was the Grove at the corner of Wilburn Road and Old Main, will be the 21st Century Classroom Building. Just a moment as I'm looking for something here. Computer, maybe we'll cooperate.
Oh, well, do we need to go to a break?
No, we don't, because I found it and it works.
Okay.
All right, so let's go back to, again, setting up that the 21st Century Classroom Building will be built at the corner of Wilburn Road in Old Main, and before the unanimous vote, Regent Tony Busby of Houston questioned the system's chief financial officer, Billy Hamilton, about why the project budget went from $75 to $85 million.
In this case, the distinction is that the university made the decision that they had the resources to build out what was originally programmed as shell space.
Construction begins next month, and weather permitting, it will open in May of 2020. College Station City Council approved a nearly $1 million contract at its last meeting to design the city's next water tower.
It's a 3 million gallon elevated water. So this will be our third elevated tower, and it's going to be located roughly there by Scott and White.
Comments from Interim Water Services Director Alan Gibbs. The overall cost of the tower, the first located east of the freeway, is almost $9 million. In less than 2 weeks, a Facebook post went viral to provide caps and gowns for veterans graduating Texas A&M who could not afford them.
So many people, I think it struck a chord with them that this is something that we want veterans to finish. We want them to have the whole experience, and this is the final piece of it.
Karen Allen at A&M's Veteran Resource and Support Center says monetary donations can be made online at BrazosValleyCares.org. Those who want to donate gowns can drop them off in the Veteran Resource and Support Center office in the A&M Coldest Building. Bryan Broadcasting Stations, including WTAW, invite you to record your condolences to the family of Barbara Bush. Phone number to record your message, 979-695-3206. The number again, 979-695-3206. WTAW to broadcast the Barbara Bush funeral service. Coverage beginning tomorrow morning around 11. WTAW News Time, 8 minutes after 7. The temperature again is 53. News presented by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. More news at 7:30 or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Be good to your vehicle, and it'll be good to you. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia from Traditions Mobile One Oil and Lube. And while that's a simple concept, it's so true. We're a full-service oil and lube shop with years of experience. And that experience tells us to always go the extra mile for our customers. Like topping off fluids for free on most vehicles and free tire pressure checks.
See Traditions Mobile One Oil and Lube on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Rally Car Wash or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office.
Mowing season is here and Kairos Truck Center is here to help you. Hi, this is David inviting you to come down and take a spin on one of our zero-turn rider mowers from Ferris, Hustler, or Cub Cadet. We have great selections and great deals right now to help you through the mowing season and cut your mowing time in half. How about zero money down and 0% interest? Take advantage now of these great deals at Kairos Truck Center. We make mowing as close to fun as it gets. Kairos Truck Center on Highway 21, half a mile east of the bypass in Bryan.
If your roof is leaking from recent hail or high winds, Lone Star Roof Systems has you covered. Lone Star will work with you and your insurance company to make sure the damage is covered. Lone Star Roof Systems is local, fully insured, and backed by a 10-year workmanship guarantee. Call the Lone Star specialists and let them perform a free roof inspection today. Lone Star Roof Systems. They stand behind their work so you can stand under it. Click MyAggieRoofer.com. No jingles, just roofs.
Hey, good morning. It's 710 Infomaniacs. You're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. And the weather is brought to you by Ground Shuttle. They offer frequent and reliable luxury shuttles between Bryan College Station and both Houston airports, and now daily service to the Austin airport as well. Reserve your Houston or Austin airport commute at groundshuttle.com. Let them do the driving.
Partly sunny skies are expected across the area today, with high temperatures getting into the lower 70s. Becoming mostly cloudy tonight, low in the middle 50s. Cloudy on Saturday with scattered showers and thunderstorms developing, high again in the lower 70s. Showers and thunderstorms taper off Saturday night, low in the middle 50s, and becoming partly sunny and breezy on Sunday with highs once again in the lower 70s. I'm meteorologist Scott Kaplan, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, plenty of Aggie athletics in action this weekend. We're talking baseball. We're talking softball. We'll be heading to LSU today to take on the Tigers. Coach Joe Evans expects a rowdy Cajun crowd.
You're going to hear things you probably haven't heard all season long, and our kids expect it. And it's just part of what you get when you go to LSU, and the crowd is really engaged and involved.
We'll hear a little bit more from Coach coming up, as well as Coach Rob Childers for baseball, also talking some Aggie women's golf, Aggie women's tennis, and Aggie equestrian, all that coming up in sports.
Scott, if I may butt in from our text line, I didn't catch this until just now, may still be affecting traffic. Southbound 2818 at Highway 21, there is a crash. Oh. So just one lane traffic southbound on 2818 near Highway 21. A reminder to text your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620, powered by CitibankOnline.com. Citibank, where the Y in City stands for you.
Okay, tomorrow is quite a day as far as traffic and such in College Station, just to be aware of all that, because the funeral procession is going to head out to the Bush Library, and it's going to go down George Bush Boulevard. There are going to be some changes there. Then, of course, muster is going to be held tomorrow afternoon. I think it traditionally starts a little after 5, and so there's a lot of other traffic concerns around that part of campus as well, so be aware of that.
Yeah, A&M Transportation Services, if you go on their social media, they have maps out for muster.
All right, so you got this story about the Grove. And
tell me about the Grove.
I really am. There's growing up here, there are a lot of really cool things about living where this college was that had stuff that other places didn't. Now, if you're in Oxford, Mississippi, and you say the Grove, that's something different. That's a big 100,000 people standing around eating and drinking before they
party.
Go to play football.
Yeah.
The Grove here, different. This was an outdoor complex that had a theater, basketball courts. There were about 4 basketball courts that you could, you know, with metal backboards so you could go shoot baskets. That was mostly for the core guys to do. They didn't want the townies doing that. But in the summer, they would show movies at the Grove Monday through Friday nights. And I want to say I probably saw 50 movies at the Grove.
Wow.
Because you could ride over on your bike and just park outside, and it cost, I think, a dime to get in. And you'd watch movies projected onto this screen that, and again, hey, we didn't know about digital or any of that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But where the Grove is located is, if you're turning off right by All Britain Tower, then right there at that corner, which is Old Main and Welburn Road, that's where the Grove was. And the Grove was torn down in 2003. But that's the way townies looked at it, okay? We could go there and we could every once in a while sneak over there and play basketball if we wanted to, but most especially, we could sit around, and I don't remember the mosquitoes being that bad, but, you know, when you're 12 years old or 13, you don't notice that kind of stuff. But you could go there and you could watch movies on a summer night when it was pretty good fun. However, for A&M, it was different because, of course, you know about Midnight Yell. But if there was an away game, of course, they would have a midnight, they would have a yell practice at the Grove. And they were called, first they were called Arch Yells, and then later they were called Grove Yells. So the yell practice for away games was held at the Grove. So a lot of guys who were in the Corps a long time ago would remember that. But now that's going away. And I understand part of the complex is going to have an outdoor theater. Is that right? Is that what the presentation said?
Correct.
Which may be, you know, in honor of the Grove and what it used to be. But anyhow, fun place for townies to be able to go and ride their bikes and watch movies.
Back in the day.
Did that a lot.
For a dime.
Yeah.
And a hot dog was a nickel.
Well, and you know, the dime, but also Guyon Hall, which is long gone, where Rudder Tower is, was a place called Guyon Hall. And you could see movies there for a dime.
So did they set up the speakers like they do at drive-ins where you had your own little speaker?
No. They had speakers up there. It was almost like an amphitheater. I want to say like a band shell, and there's a screen back there. Hello? Wait, hang on. Wait. Okay, say it again. Hello?
In summer school in 64, we used to go over the Grove and watch the movies.
Yep.
And I think they were free.
Is that right? Okay, that's cool.
They charged, Scott.
And I received a text that the Grove was also the place you had to go for chainsaw safety training for Bonfire.
Oh, that's interesting. Okay. I remember seeing the Creature from the Black Lagoon.
Oh, that was a good one.
At the Grove. And again, you know, it's these grainy little black and white movies that you'd watch. But hey, what the heck? You know, that's fine. Anyhow, once again, there are a lot of folks who don't know that it happened, but it did.
Ben wants to know what a townie is, Scott.
A townie, that's somebody who lives here, grew up here.
It's Scott.
Well, I did. That's right. I'm a townie.
Scott's a townie.
Sorry. Been here a long, long time. All right. So today is pineapple up. Got another old person calling. Huh? Hey there.
Hello. How are you this morning?
I'm good. Thanks. What's up?
Hey, the reason you can't remember there being mosquitoes back then was because they had those trucks that would ride around and spray that nasty
communication
stuff all over the place.
You're right. It's DDT, I think. I had a kid who used to run around in the cloud. Okay?
Yeah, I remember you telling us stories about
really?
That. Yeah.
I don't know where he is now. Maybe he doesn't either. Anyhow, so we talked about how today is pineapple upside down cake day. All right, pineapple upside down. So, you know, what is your experience with pineapple? How do you eat it? Some people even put it on pizzas, but most of us just, you know, ate it out of a can because it came from Hawaii, right?
Yeah, Hawaii.
Well, all that's wrong, okay? If you ask any English-speaking person if they've ever heard of an anasis plant or anasis fruit, they'd say no. But do you realize that most of the world call a pineapple an anasis plant?
Really?
Yes, they do. In Arabic, German, French, Dutch, Greek, Hebrew, Hindu, Swedish, Turkish, even Latin, and Esperanto, the pineapple is known as ananas, give or take a local variation.
Huh.
You didn't know that, did you?
I did not know that.
And also, did you know that, in fact, we're going to call it pineapple because we don't do that anonymous thing.
Yeah.
It actually is native to South America. See, we think of it as being in Hawaii, right? But it's native to South America. First cataloged in Columbus's expedition in 1493, he called it Pine de Indes, which was a pine of the Indians. So that's why they decided, oh, hey, we'll call it pineapple, because he thought it looked like a pine cone.
Yeah, a big old pine cone.
Yeah, how would he know that? But anyhow.
Well, don't they have pine trees in Italy? Or I guess
they very well.
Well, he was Italian, but he lived in Spain.
Very well could.
Sure they do.
The deal is, though, that most of the world didn't call it pineapple. But since we're U.S. Americans, we're going to call it any dang thing we
want. Did you know, Scott, in 2016, Costa Rica, Brazil, and the Philippines accounted for nearly one-third of the world's production of pineapples?
I did not. Those countries, again, were?
Costa Rica, Brazil, and the Philippines.
Well, there you go.
Well, are we going to be using that for a call-in?
We might do that sometime. Well, the Philippines, is it near those other two? That's
Yeah, there's a little bit of a difference there. I wonder if their pineapples taste different.
Well, that's
this is a Costa Rican pineapple, or
well, and you know, you can talk to a whole bunch of folks about freshness of fruits and how the taste might be different. You know, I told the story about walking down the street and commenting on a lemon tree, and a guy said, "Do you want one?" And he pulled the lemons off and gave us each lemons. We're walking down the street eating the lemon, and it tastes a lot different. It tastes much sweeter.
Oh, really?
Much less acidic and much sweeter.
Wow,
in fact,
okay.
you could actually this is out in California. These you could actually eat the rind. I mean, that's how good it was. So anyway,
don't eat the rind in if somebody offers you the rind in a watermelon, don't eat it.
Yeah, probably not. Okay,
not good.
Hey, no winner in Wednesday night's Powerball, so that means Saturday night it's $142 million. If you want to do that,
that money's mine.
Yeah, okay.
Which is, I guess, why I'm here this morning.
That's it. Well, because you haven't won yet. Yeah, but again,
but you got to play first.
So, CNN is reporting that some passengers aboard the Southwest Airlines flight 1380 that had to stage an emergency landing course in Philadelphia received a $5,000 check.
Wow.
As you know by now, of course, the engine failure led to debris blowing out a window in the plane and killed one passenger. In their letter to the passengers, Southwest expressed sincere apologies for the fatal incident and included the check. The passengers will also pick up a $1,000 travel voucher, according to the letter. So
preemptive move there.
I think so. So did you hear about the Tennessee Air National Guard colonel who led a reenlistment ceremony? He's been apparently suspended because he allowed a senior non-commissioned officer to recite her oath using a dinosaur puppet.
I saw that, yeah.
What in the world were you thinking?
I don't know. That's so stupid. Why would you think that you're just making yourself look bad because you're making it look like a joke?
Immediately retired to the rank of lieutenant colonel. Also criticized for not raising his own right hand and reading the oath off a piece of paper because he had it memorized. I don't know that that's a bad thing.
Yeah.
I don't know that that's
a
bad thing.
Well, I mean, but you got to go through all the ceremony, I guess.
Master Sergeant, who used the puppet, was removed from her full-time job with the Tennessee Joint Public Affairs Office, and the guy who videotaped the ceremony also was removed from his job. So,
wow. What did the guy who videotaped the ceremony, what was his deal?
I'm not sure.
What did he do?
He was complicit in the activity, I presume, is the reason that they're doing
it. Sure, he was told. I mean, if a lieutenant colonel tells you to jump, you're supposed to say how high, right?
That's right. Okay, 721. Well, when do I do this list of 10 things people in their 60s can do better than millennials?
Anytime you want.
Really, it is an absolute millennial smackdown. Almost every day they tell us one more thing about just millennials being horrible folks. Next half hour, we are going to do this, the most underrated snacks of all time.
I'm down.
Here's the question. Amazon added a new feature to Alexa yesterday called Skill Blueprints that lets you create custom quizzes and do things like preload answers to questions, for instance, that the babysitter would ask, okay? But here's how people are actually using it. You can add custom questions and answers, which means you can basically prank people by asking things like, who's the ugliest person in the world, and have it answer your husband's name.
Mirror, mirror on the wall.
You can also create a burn list of random insults.
Oh.
Yep. And then if you say, open my burns, she'll immediately start ripping on you. There. So we're making Alexa fun.
Yeah.
She's spying on you.
Make Alexa fun again.
Yeah. Even though Alexa knows everything you're doing in your house and everything that you're saying, it's just a fun little buddy.
That's what it is.
Alexa is a fun little buddy. Anyhow, once again, it's called... Skill Blueprints, so you can check that out. They rolled it out yesterday for you. It's 7:23.
At Bottom Line Bookkeeping, it's all in the family, yours and mine. Hi, this is Debbie with Bottom Line. We have a long and successful history of taking care of the Brazos Valley for 35 years.
And Bottom Line has been best in the Brazos for 12 years. Amazing job, Mom.
Thanks, John. You have been a great help the past several years. So everyone, get ready for excellent service at Bottom Line Bookkeeping.
Become a part of our Bottom Line Bookkeeping family. Call 691-2345 today.
Remember, at Bottom Line, you are more than just a number to us.
Hi, this is Eric at Sunshine Fun Pools. As the custom pool and spa season kicks into high gear, we're often asked, just how do folks pay for a swimming pool? Well, for the longest time, your only options were to pay cash or refinance your house. Things have recently changed, and in a big way. In our effort to make things as simple as possible for you, we've partnered with two of the largest swimming pool finance companies in the country. You can now simply apply for a signature loan and get approval within 48 hours. Most folks don't realize just how easy this can be. Don't let a fear of the unknown get in the way of your family's dreams. Reach out to us and let Sunshine Fund Pools find you fantastic financing options. And you'll be pleased to know that Sunshine Fund Pools will continue to give away our top-to-bottom plus in-floor cleaning system, the perfect complement to our outstanding equipment from Hayward. It's just one step closer to a hassle-free pool, and we're giving it to you for free in the month of April. Give us a call now so that we can help you create your family's story at Sunshine Fund Pools.
You've seen them outperform other mini excavators on the job site, and you've wondered how to pronounce its funny name. By the way, it's Yanmar, and ASAP Equipment is your only local Yanmar dealer. For over 50 years, Yanmar has been a name you can trust for compact construction equipment. Now, ASAP Equipment has the Yanmar mini excavators you need to withstand even the toughest working conditions. Call, click, or swing by ASAP Equipment at 730 Peach Creek Cutoff Road and request your Yanmar on-site demo today.
Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia, candidate for Brazos County District Clerk. I would like to thank all of my supporters in the Republican primary on March 6. It is a great honor to be a part of the political process here in Brazos County. And now, I'm asking for your continued support in the Republican primary runoff on May 22. Vote for me, Gabriel Garcia, for Brazos County District Clerk. Thank you, and God bless.
Paid for by Gabriel Garcia campaign, Pat Sedcheck, treasurer.
Good morning, 726 Infomaniacs, Newstalk 1620, WTAW. Let's check the weather, shall we? It's brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929. Pretty much sunny today, high temperature around 71 or so, winds out of the east at 5 to 10. Tonight will be down to 55, slight chance of some showers. It'll be early in the morning, like 1 or 2 o'clock. Now, on Saturday, we have a 60% chance of showers and a high of about 74. They're telling us maybe between a quarter and a half inch possible, kind of depending on where you are. On Saturday night, it's a 50-50 chance of showers with a low in the middle 50s. And then pretty nice weather on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. We're going to be lower 70s on Sunday, and then about the same thing on Monday. Tuesday telling us 80 degrees, and there'll be sunshine through all that. Currently a little chilly out there. Winds out of the east at 9, fair skies. Chill factor is 50. Fair skies and the air temperature is 53.
Trust a real estate agent that cares about your family for friendly hometown family service. Contact Jason Byinski with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Hey, it looks like Governor Moonbeam's empire is facing a rebellion. San Diego County is the latest local government to openly revolt against California's sanctuary city laws. The Board of Supervisors voted on Tuesday to support the Trump administration's lawsuit against California. The county will file an amicus brief in support of the federal government's suit. Supervisors agreed that the statewide sanctuary laws are unconstitutional and that they pose a risk to public safety. So far, about a dozen local governments have joined the rebellion, and others are considering signing on. Now, Governor Brown reacted to the news with insults. First, he accused the Republican Party of playing politics to get votes in November. Us? And then he called those who disagree with his sanctuary policies very low-life politicians. He said that these low-lifes are just exploiting an inflammatory issue. Now, this is the kind of holier-than-thou arrogance that defines liberalism. Governor Brown, like every other liberal, simply can't accept any view that challenges his own or the entire liberal agenda, especially views that are firmly rooted in the Constitution. I mean, that's like showing Dracula the cross. Thankfully, there are brave, principled Californians who are willing to stand up to the Democrat bullies who rule that state. We say, hear, hear. Keep on.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
I was just reading the obituaries, and you know Bob from down the street?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, his lawnmower died.
Should we send flowers?
No, Karen. It's a lawnmower. We should send Mechanic in a Bottle.
This spring, if your lawn equipment doesn't start right up, get Mechanic in a Bottle. You don't need to remove the carburetor or, worse, pay someone else to do it. Mechanic in a Bottle will clean the fuel system and have your lawn equipment running within minutes. Available at the Home Depot, Tractor Supply, and Walmart. Or visit mechanicinabottle.com. Trusted by engine and equipment manufacturers everywhere.
Every business needs great people, and a better way to find them. Something better than posting your job online and just praying for the right people to see it. ZipRecruiter revolutionized hiring. Their technology finds great candidates for you. No wonder 80% of employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. Goodbye, post and pray. Hello, ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Try it for free today at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Mortgage interest rates are still at all-time lows. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon, which means less real estate for your buying dollar. Whether you're looking to buy a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust Jason Bayinski with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty. For friendly hometown family service, contact Jason Bayinski with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Bayinski.
Does your car insurance have accident forgiveness, a vanishing deductible, or coverage for new car replacement or electronic lock and key replacement? These are just a few of the many specialty coverages AMCO Insurance can provide through our network of major insurance companies. We can help you decide how much coverage is right for you and find you the most competitive rates. Do more with your auto insurance. Visit AMCO today at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan or call us at 776-AMCO.
WTAW News Time, 7:30, the temperature 53. Check of the Brazos Valley Weather follows the news presented by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what they do best. Steep roots, new ideas, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. I'm Bill Oliver. Two traffic advisories, thanks to the WTAW listener texting 979-695-1620 to report a crash blocking one southbound lane of 2818 near Highway 21. If you're headed towards Houston, on I-45, find another route. A large garbage truck flipped and exploded. It's closed all nine lanes of I-45 at Mount Houston Road, which is south of FM 1960. What was supposed to be a two-hour meeting went 3.5 hours yesterday for the College Station School Board, the board voting unanimously to set new high school boundaries after a 5-2 vote to not extend grandfathering to this year's eighth graders. Mike Nugent, one of two board members supporting grandfathering eighth graders.
We're talking 58 kids difference. And if we're saying that if we go to bond in 2021, theoretically, committee, everybody recommends that. If a bond's not going to pass because there's room for, I'm not seeing capacity for 400 to 500 at Consult. It could be. I mean, but would a bond pass for with 350 to 450 capacity? Probably not going to pass then either.
Board President Jeff Harris voted against grandfathering eighth graders after expressing a concern of campus populations in 2021.
We're in the situation where we still have 400 to 500 empty seats at a high school, and we have to go for a bond. We're right back where we were last fall.
Changes will start in the 2019-2020 school year. The new map online at WTAW.com. And we'll hear more about yesterday's board meeting from Superintendent Clark Ely a little bit later this morning. Bryan Broadcasting Stations, including WTAW, invite you to record your condolences to the family of Barbara Bush. The phone number to record your message, 979-695-3206. That's 979-695-3206. We'll broadcast tomorrow's funeral service coverage beginning around 11 tomorrow morning. Tomorrow also Aggie Muster Day, and at Reed Arena, the Association of Former Students reports Barbara Bush's name will be called, but they're waiting for confirmation from the family whether her name will be included this year or next year. Brazos County A&M Club reports Mrs. Bush's name will be called as part of their roll call and candle ceremony tomorrow. A&M's Police Department has issued a warning about a scam using an FBI phone number targeting college students. Lieutenant Alan Barone says one student paid the scammer $19,500 because she was told she was not in compliance with the new scholarship law.
A lot of times these individuals are going to get very aggressive. They're going to get tricky. And then that's when they start to threaten the victims with jail time, deportation, especially if they don't talk to them or meet their demands.
Barone says government and law enforcement agencies will not call you and demand an immediate payment or that you have to give personal information over the phone. If you receive a suspicious call, hang up immediately and contact law enforcement. A&M's Veteran Resource and Support Center launched a campaign to make sure graduates who are veterans have caps and gowns at graduation. Senators Karen Allen thanked the Brazos Valley Cares organization and the donors who have made monetary contributions.
I noticed that some of our veterans were not participating in graduation, and I began to wonder why. I thought maybe it was just they didn't want to. But when I realized it was the cost of the cap and gown and the announcements and all the other things that come with graduation, and 49% of our veterans here on campus are married or and have children, their children are always going to come first when it comes down to spending money like $75 for the cap and gown.
The online donation site, BrazosValleyCares.org. Those who want to donate gowns can drop them off in the Veteran Resource and Support Center office in the A&M Coldus building. North of Kyle Field, Texas A&M's Hotel and Conference Center nearing completion. The Kane parking garage has been open the better part of a year. And next to the garage, groundbreaking takes place next month on a new academic building. It's after the A&M System Board of Regents yesterday approved the 21st Century Classroom building, which will be built at the corner of Welburn Road and Old Main.
A covered area is provided for outdoor movies, as you can see between the round auditorium there and the rectangular block there. That will be used for that. And deference to the movies that used to be shown at the Grove, which this project is on that same site.
Systems Interim Facilities Director Pete Schmid says completion of the $85 million building, weather permitting, is expected in May of 2020. Next steps have been taken towards building College Station's third water tower. The city council at its last meeting approved a design contract that will cost almost $1 million for the tower, located off Rock Prairie Road near Baylor Scott and White Hospital.
The towers are roughly each about 200 feet high. It's a critical project for that whole triangle to develop at Rock Prairie, Fitch, and Six.
Interim Water Services Director Alan Gibbs telling the council the third tower will take care of future needs as currently projected. WTAW News Time is 24 minutes from 8. The temperature is 53. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. News presented by Brazos County Bank. More news at 8 or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let us be your lender and provide you with competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. I'm Scott Henniger, Vice President of Brazos County Bank, and I invite you to experience what relationship banking can do for you.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
When it rains, it pours. Oh, and sometimes it hails. If your car suffered hail damage, then you need to get to Allen Honda. Allen Honda is proud to announce a great new partnership with Dent Magic, a locally owned company with 20 years in business. Dent Magic has expert certified tech crews on site at Allen Honda, and most vehicles can be repaired without repainting, and they get you in and out in no time. You know you can always trust in the blue. Now you can trust in the blue with Allen Honda and Dent Magic.
You know the name, Cangelosi Roofing Restoration. You know Cangelosi Roofing is local. Cangelosi Roofing and Restoration is also your insurance claim specialist. Cangelosi Roofing and Restoration. Johnny Cangelosi, Aggie Class of 83. He stands behind his work and backs up all warranties. Cangelosi Roofing, a local Aggie roofer taking care of his neighbors. Call locally 450-4783. That's 450-4783. Cangelosi Roofing and Restoration.
This is Brandon Eisenman with W.E. Gibson Insurance. In my experience, most people don't expect as much as they should from their insurance agent. Your agent should be your advocate and your representative and should put your interests before his own or any insurance company's. Your agent should be a valuable and trusted resource. At W.E. Gibson Insurance, that is exactly who we are. Although we represent some of the top insurance companies in the nation, we understand that our clients are our number one priority. Give us a call today at 694-1555 or stop by our office at the corner of Deacon and Longmire in College Station.
Good morning, Newstalk 1620, WTAW 738. Our weather brought to you by Malik, your AC and heating experts, Aggie-owned and operated. Malik, feel the difference.
We'll have partly sunny skies today with high temperatures topping out in the lower 70s. Clouds move into the area tonight, low in the middle 50s. Scattered showers and thunderstorms developing on Saturday, high temperatures again in the lower 70s. Showers and thunderstorms continue Saturday night, tapering off late at night, low in the middle 50s. And becoming partly sunny and breezy on Sunday, high 70 to 75. I'm meteorologist Scott Kaplan, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, Fighting Texas Aggie baseball is back in action this evening as it heads to Tennessee to take on the Volunteers. Coach Rob Childress on the Vols. Where are you at, Coach?
They've got an awful lot of talent and, you know, two coaches, Tony Vitello and Frank Anderson, that coach with a chip on their shoulder. They have their kids ready to go, and they're at home.
Well, we'll hear a little bit more from Coach Childress coming up. Also, Coach Joe Evans will be speaking about the Aggie softball series against LSU down in Baton Rouge. Should be a rowdy crowd down there in Cajun land. So we'll cover all that and more coming up in sports.
All right, so now the observance of Earth Day has been canceled. Is that correct?
Locally.
Yeah. No, in other places.
Earth Day is canceled this year. That's in Brazos Valley.
You're still supposed to respect the traditions.
You are.
Yes.
And maybe be able to find a partner out there. See, Sunday is Earth Day, and so a new survey by the dating app Zoosk. Heard of it?
Correct. Oh,
yes. All right.
That's one I've actually heard of.
All right. 78% of all members want to date someone who cares about the environment.
Nah.
And 74. Well, okay, Zach.
I care about it. I use it.
Yeah. And 74% said if they saw someone litter on a date, it would be a deal breaker.
Depends on the extent of the litter.
Yeah. I mean, you don't want somebody
who's just a
jerk.
You either litter or you don't.
Oh, well, I'm talking,
I'm not saying you're chewing gum, okay?
I'm more concerned about making sure if I'm ever walking a dog, I pick up after it.
Oh, all right, okay. But, I mean, if you take all the Happy Meal and shove it in a bag and throw it out, is that worse than just, you know? Top three deal breakers that have to do with the environment are littering, wasting food, and leaving lights on. Now, remember,
really?
They're LEDs. They don't use that much power.
Yeah.
Just saying. Now, wasting food is a bigger deal than most people realize. A new study found the average U.S. American wastes about a pound of food a day.
Not here.
The hottest,
look at my profile.
The hottest eco-friendly thing you can do is pick up litter. Yeah, try that.
That's the Texas trash off thing. Yeah. And
but how about a first date? What are you going to do? Hey, let's go pick up some
maybe
litter.
That should be your first date.
Yeah. Oh, you can wear orange vests.
That'd be
together.
Cool. Yeah. Yeah.
Somebody will think you're doing community service.
The rest of the top five are recycling, being energy efficient, gardening, and shopping at a farmer's market. Now, that's not quite the same as picking up trash, quite honestly. But the states with the highest percentage of single people who care about the environment would be like Vermont. And Alaska and Kentucky and Connecticut and Virginia. So, just saying.
Well, goody for you.
And the top eco-friendly terms to use on your dating profile. Okay, here you go. You get more matches when these words appear. Reuse, organic, environment, farmer's market, and nature.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think so. I don't think anybody
I want to know what government agency funded that stuff. Yeah.
Well, but no, look at this. This is what they're doing. They're trying to get youngs to go in there. Young singles to go to your Earth Day celebrations. You don't go to the bar. You don't go to the bowling alley. You don't go to the church. You go to the Earth Day celebration.
Need to text Chelsea some of this information.
All right.
She'll know.
So she could go to the Earth Day celebration in Baton
Rouge.
I'm
sure they've got a big one.
I bet they do. Just saying. And that's the whole reason. They want you to feel good about going. One more reason. Not only the earth, but you find your life partner there. All right, so maybe there's no such thing as an innocent question, but there's been some discussion on Reddit right now about where people and probably should people be asking these type of innocent questions that basically, it says here, crush people a little on the inside. For instance, here's some of the best ones. When are you due when the woman's not pregnant?
Oh, yeah. Don't do that. You know for sure, don't do that.
Yeah.
Even I know that one.
Do you have any friends besides us? Okay. Somebody asks you, are you sick? You look sick when the person's not sick. Somebody says, is this your first day on the job when you've actually worked there for 10 years?
Really?
Just saying.
I had somebody in high school ask me if I was new, and I was like, no, I'm not. I've been here all year.
I know my way around.
Yeah.
Hey, if you're handling raw meat in the kitchen and you don't like that, you know, that you get the heebie-jeebies from touching that, they have new touch-free products that are available for you now.
Are you serious?
Yes. Major British supermarket.
Yeah, it's called Clips.
Clips?
Or tongs or...
Oh, yeah. Oh, you're holding on to something. Yeah, no. But, I mean, let's say that you have to trim the chicken or something like that. Some reason why you have to...
Fork and a knife?
Well, I mean when it's raw.
Fork and a knife and a cutting board?
Okay. Major British market called Sainsbury's has announced that they will roll out touch-free packaging on their store-brand raw chicken in a few weeks so that anxious cooks can avoid having to touch the moist meat.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, gross.
Inspired to roll out the new touch-free packaging after a focus group.
Talk about the environmental side of that.
Yeah, found 37% of millennials reported that they preferred not to handle raw meat while they cooked their meals.
Plastic gloves.
That's why you wash your hands.
Exactly.
Like
that's
walk
soap
around
was invented
with that.
For this purpose.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. You handmade hamburger patty. How are you going to do that? How are you going to do that? Okay. I mean, I guess you could plop the whole thing down. If you want to do like a 1 pound meat patty, you could do that. But
just a big glob.
And maybe it's just chicken. Maybe it's not. Maybe it's not pork or beef.
Well, with the roll of ground beef, I've cut them in 1-inch slices off the roll.
Yeah, but you're having to touch it probably.
No.
You know? Okay.
Don't have to.
Just saying, well,
And what if the packaging has moisture from the meat on it?
Well, yeah. Well, again, it's the British. They don't make a fist, all right?
Aren't British grocery stores like American grocery stores where you can sometimes still find those little plastic sacks that you can...
Oh, could be. Yeah, they may have those. I'm not sure. But anyhow, Sainsbury's,
they're made of hemp, probably.
I know I'm thinking too much, but...
They want a solution that makes them, I guess, better than the competition, right? All right, still coming up, because I know you want to know the teams with the easiest NFL football schedules.
Yes.
Because I'm waiting on that. It's 7:45.
Aggieland HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss. The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Team, I recently learned that a good boss has to know how to delegate. What? That means I get to have other people do the things I don't want to do. So from now on, Tina, you'll be driving me to work. Bill, here's my laundry. Jack, talk to my wife when she calls. Remember, you have to pretend you're interested or she gets really mad. What?
Don't work for a Dave. Find a boss you can respect. One who's looking for great and local talent at AggielandHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family, and I want to thank Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology for bringing the Focus on the Family Minute to you each morning.
Are you tired of shaving, waxing, and plucking? Then it's time to ask Childs Dermatology about permanent hair reduction with laser hair removal. Not all hair removal lasers are created equal. Childs Dermatology uses the most advanced, elite MPX laser, clinically proven to target and destroy hair growth cells without harming surrounding skin. So forget the hassle of razors and tweezers. Call Childs Dermatology for laser hair removal with the elite MPX laser. Call 696-4444 or visit childsdermatology.com.
There's a crucial attribute of fatherhood that's often overlooked. It's the readiness to do battle for the heart and mind of your teenager. This is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. The epic World War II Battle of D-Day occurred on June 6, 1944, the night before American paratroopers dropped behind enemy lines to cut off Nazi reinforcements. But surprisingly, some of the soldiers were later found relaxing in a farmhouse, drinking wine they discovered in the cellar. Many historians have expressed bewilderment that these men, by simply landing in an area untouched by battle, could somehow forget there was a war going on. And then again, maybe we shouldn't be so surprised by their behavior. After all, many of today's fathers suffer from a similar lack of awareness. There's an unseen battle at work against a teenager's heart and mind, and many dads don't seem to recognize it. Teens are being stalked by everything from pornography and sex to school bullies and drugs. But as long as all seems quiet on the home front, many dads lose themselves in sports, hobbies, or their career and assume their teenager is just fine. But quite often, they're not. And that's why teens need men of valor who will fight for their kids' hearts and minds. Dads, connect with your teens. Be a source of strength throughout the confusion that often characterizes adolescence. Because this is one battle you can't afford to sit out. To help your family thrive, Go to focusonthefamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Let's play Guess That Mineral. What makes clothes cleaner, skin and hair softer, and can even save you money every single day? Here's a bonus hint. It's also delicious. That's right, salt. Adding salt to soften your home's water supply makes appliances run more efficiently for cleaner clothes and a lower electric bill. Plus, it removes harsh minerals, making skin and hair silky smooth. Get the full scoop on salt-based water softeners at alittlesalt.org.
Why do we call it small business? Why not agile business, nimble business, dance circles around the big bulky behemoths business? Ooma Office, the small business phone solution, has a virtual receptionist to direct calls to the right extension and a mobile app to help you answer while away from the office. About all that's small really is the price, starting at only $19.95 a month. Visit Ooma.com, that's OOMA, or call 866-649-9377 to find out more. Ooma, the phone your small business deserves.
What if I told you that a dictionary was the result of an explosion in a print shop? I doubt that you would accept that as a reasonable explanation. It simply isn't reasonable to believe that an explosion could arrange paper and ink in that way. Yet, there are those who argue that this world, which is far more ordered and complex, is the result of a big bang that occurred millions of years ago in space. That is not reasonable. Design argues for a designer. A building argues for a builder. In the book of Hebrews, we read, "For every house is builded by some man, but he that built all things is God." Hebrews 3 and verse 4. It is reasonable to believe that an all-wise and all-powerful God made this world. This Bible Minute was brought to you by the BCS Church of Christ, located at 11914 State Highway 30, College Station, Texas.
If your home has been damaged by recent hail or high winds, you need a professional, local roofing contractor. Call Lone Star Roof Systems. Don't wait. Avoiding roof repair will cause interior damage to your home. Let a Lone Star Roof Systems specialist perform a free roof inspection today. Fully insured and backed by a 10-year workmanship guarantee, Lone Star Roof Systems. They stand behind their work so you can stand under it. Click MyAggieRoofer.com. No jingles, just roofs.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. The sports update is brought to you by Team Ford of Navasota. Good morning at 7:51. Well, a ton of Aggie sports in action this weekend. 14th-ranked baseball is in Knoxville, taking on Tennessee in an SEC series. Here's Coach Rob Childress on the Volunteers.
They've got an awful lot of talent and, you know, two coaches, Tony Vitello and Frank Anderson, that coach with a chip on their shoulder. They have their kids ready to go, and they're at home. And we're only at the halfway point of the conference race. You're one good weekend away from, you know, being right back in the middle of things, and you're one bad weekend right away from chasing uphill again.
The Aggies come into the weekend riding a 7-game win streak, while the Vols put a stop to a 3-game skid with a 6-2 victory over East Tennessee State Tuesday. Game one is this afternoon at 5:30 with broadcast on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone 102.7 FM. For 9th-ranked Aggie softball, the ladies are in Baton Rouge, squaring off against number 15 LSU. Coach Joe Evans says she expects a rowdy atmosphere from the Cajuns.
Their crowd gets in it. You're going to hear things you probably haven't heard all season long, and our kids expect it. And it's just part of what you get when you go to LSU, and the crowd is really engaged and involved, and they love their team. And so we just look at it as, you know, the kind of atmosphere you want to play in, just that people are invested and excited about the game. So it makes it fun.
Coach and the ladies sit at 9-6 in SEC play, while the Tigers are 7-7. Game one is tonight at 6 o'clock with broadcast on Willie 1550 and RadioAggieland.com. Texas A&M's Amber Park is in 18th place, and teammate Maddie Zarek is tied for 23rd following the second round of the SEC Women's Golf Championship in Hoover yesterday. The Aggies, who are currently in 14th place as a team, will tee off the third and final round this morning at 9:10. On the tennis courts, the Maroon and White nabbed a 4-3 victory over number 24 Kentucky yesterday to advance in the SEC Women's Tournament. The Aggs will face second-ranked Vanderbilt this afternoon at 3 o'clock. And 4th-ranked Texas A&M Equestrian concluded its team season yesterday with a 13-1 loss to top-ranked Georgia in the national championship semifinals. Kevin Durant had 26 points, 9 rebounds, and 6 assists, and the Golden State Warriors beat San Antonio last night 110-97 to take a 3-0 series lead over the Spurs. Now, San Antonio had to play without head coach Greg Popovich, who was with family following the death of his wife on Wednesday. Interim head coach Ettore Messina called it an emotional time.
Everybody did a fantastic job as players, as people working in the organization, as staff, and really trying to support each other and face this moment like it should be faced, with the support of friends. And there is nothing that can be faced individually at this level of, you know, set event.
Golden State can close the first round series with a win Sunday afternoon in San Antonio. The Houston Rockets will look to take a 3-0 lead of their own when they visit the Minnesota Timberwolves tomorrow night. Tip-off is at 6:30 in Minneapolis. Charlie Morton pinched 7 innings of 3-hit ball. Jose Altuve hit a 3-run double, and the Houston Astros busted out for a 9-2 win over the Seattle Mariners yesterday.
That was a weird game. Certainly the tale of two different halves of the game, right? The first half was a mess on a lot of levels. You know, we came in pretty flat. They were pretty flat. Some weird plays in the middle of the game, and then I wouldn't have told you we would have scored nine runs and double-digit hits. So sometimes baseball will show you a few things. But
Skipper A.J. Hinch after the win. The Astros will take their 3-game win streak to Chicago tonight to face the White Sox at 7:10. Meanwhile, the Texas Rangers are back home to entertain the Seattle Mariners at 7:05. Coverage will be joined in progress on The Zone. And that's been your morning sports update. I'm Zach Taylor, and your deal of the day today, a 2014 Mustang, only $12,994. We've talked about Mustangs before. I told you how much I love them. I mean, classic Mustangs, new Mustangs. You're talking about almost a brand new sports car, something that really has a lot of get up and go for under $13,000. Again, a 2014 Mustang, only $12,994 at Team Ford of Navasota, where you always get a nice price.
Howdy, Brazos Valley and beyond. When it's time for a new sewing machine or vacuum, we'd love for you to shop our locally owned shop, Sovac City. We've been located in College Station for over 30 years now. Sovac City offers a full range of sewing machines for beginners up to experts. We offer free instructional lessons with your purchase to make sure you get the most out of your machine. Need to have your machine repaired? We work on all sewing machines from old to new. Sovac City, come on down and see us or check us out online at www.sovaccity.com.
Hi, this is Eric at Sunshine Fun Pools. As the custom pool and spa season kicks into high gear, we're often asked, just how do folks pay for a swimming pool? Well, for the longest time, your only options were to pay cash or refinance your house. Things have recently changed, and in a big way. In our effort to make things as simple as possible for you, we've partnered with two of the largest swimming pool finance companies in the country. You can now simply apply for a signature loan and get approval within 48 hours. Most folks don't realize just how easy this can be. Don't let a fear of the unknown get in the way of your family's dreams. Reach out to us and let Sunshine Fun Pools find you fantastic financing options. And you'll be pleased to know that Sunshine Fun Pools will continue to give away our top-to-bottom plus in-floor cleaning system, the perfect complement to our outstanding equipment from Hayward. It's just one step closer to a hassle-free pool, and we're giving it to you for free in the month of April. Give us a call now so that we can help you create your family's story at Sunshine Fun Pools.
All right, Grandpa, this is the newest vehicle on the market.
It's a golf cart.
It's not a golf cart. It's Club Car's new Onward, a new personal transportation vehicle.
What's so special about it?
Well, it's really cool. You can customize it with genuine Club Car accessories. Choose gas or electric, lifted or non-lifted, 2 or 4 passenger. Then pick the color, seats, sound system, and more.
Does it serve coffee?
No, but it has built-in safety features like predictable handling and highly visible LED lighting.
I see.
Oh, and you can flip this back seat down to haul tools and mulch and flip it up for Abby and Katie to ride along.
Your little sisters would love that. And so would I. Well, I guess I just have one question.
What's that?
Do the neighbors have one yet?
Onward from Club Car. Great for getting around your neighborhood, your property, and even the golf course. Go to clubcar.com to find yours locally at Aggieland Golf Cars on Highway 30. Financing available on site. Shop now at AggielandGolfCars.com.
Hey, good morning. A couple of minutes till Newstalk 1620 WTAW. Experts at Columbia University. That's in New York.
Heard of them.
Okay. Say bathing every day could increase people's risk of infection.
Oh.
Showering excessively can reduce skin hydration, causing it to become dry and cracked, which means that germs could enter. Most people bathe in the belief it will reduce their risk of illness. However, it actually does little more than remove body odor. Well, that's an okay reason. Washing strips the skin of its natural oils and can disrupt the good bacteria.
Could anybody that has experienced that call us?
What's that?
Or text us on the Citibank text line 979-695-1620, where the Y in City stands for you.
Yeah. With regard to what? That they think that we should not bathe regularly?
That they have experienced the conditions you have just mentioned because they shower every day.
Bathing just once or twice a week is...
You're saying bathing. I wonder what the difference is if you bathe versus you shower.
I'm not sure, but they say once or twice a week is just fine.
Nope, I'm good.
Nope. Kind of like the system we got now.
Yeah, really.
I have to wake up with a shower.
Once again, it's and again, somebody, I'm not sure who it was who would have funded that, but there's somebody out there who did. All right, here we go. 71 for a high today. Ought to be pretty nice. Sunny skies out there. 55 tonight. May get some rain. 60% chance of rain on Saturday during the day and a high in the mid-70s. It's a 50% chance of rain tomorrow night. And then Sunday and Monday and Tuesday look pretty good. 53 right now. A Bryan Broadcasting Station, WTAW.